Athena. Yeah. We can find her first. Just need to make sure you can track. Because if I couldn't, then that would be a problem.
Bingo.
Okay. She's a couple miles from here. She didn't go out too far. Suppose that's good. Well, shall we get going? You have to see what's out there. It's beautiful. There's an elevator. It just goes straight up to the surface, but again, it's in some sort of trash heap. It was because, well, didn't think whatever those things are would go and find some weird elevator in a trash heap, so yeah. Anyways, let's go. Hopefully we don't run into any trouble up there. It was pretty bothersome the last time. Perhaps we should just try sneaking around, yeah? Don't worry. I have coordinates to her location, so I'll see if I can get us there safe and sound. Well, here we are. Isn't it awesome? The air feels a lot more fresh compared to before all of this. But there's still that scent that gives me nostalgia. It's so cool. Look at all the buildings and all the people. We should be careful of them, though. Come, this way. Wow. It goes so high up. And all the bridges, too. God, the cars all over. Whoa. So cool. Look at all the stores. Oh my goodness. The stores are so cool. Oh, I really wish I had money. Do they use money? I wonder what kind of currency they use. I think they have politics too. Oh, I should start to research all of this. There's so much information on all of these places. I wonder what ingredients they use now. Do they still kill animals? Oh, that would be so cool. I wonder how they power everything. Everything feels like it's powered by one thing. I should investigate that. It's like we're blending in. They don't even notice us. This is so cool. Look at everything shine. It's all just so beautiful. I could get used to living here. But then again, I feel like eventually someone would try to kill me. It feels like a risk I'm willing to take for information. Alert. Potential threat causing risk to life. Prediction. Conflict starts within 10 seconds from now. Initiating cybernetic augmentation 1 out of 3 as defensive protocol. Hey, is everything alright? Did I bore you with all of my talking? I apologize. What are you looking for? Oh fuck, we gotta go. Oh shit! Come on, let's fucking go! Oh fuck. Oh shit. Okay. Seems like we're gonna have to get some fucking way out of this mess. Defensive protocol complete.
Give me a minute to think.
Huh? Hey, now's not the time to be trying to hold my hand, pal. What the fuck are you doing? What?
Destination, Athena.
What happened to her?
Oh, God.
Not even myself. Huh?
What the fuck?
Whatever. Good to see you're awake, I guess. I wish I wasn't. This is already too tiring for me.
Oh, Athena.
Yo.
Good to see you.
Likewise.
So, how do we get here? You know what? Whatever. So, well, we're here. The mission. We still have that, remember?
What a drag. Just give me you really came all this way to come and pester me about my job? We're on the same mission, you know. Shouldn't you be worrying about yourself in some room filled with monitors and shit? Get off my back, please.
Hey, of course not. There's a lot all of us don't really know, so I was thinking maybe we could just all come together so we can do this mission together. You're very efficient, so let's team up.
What? You think stupid compliments are gonna get me on your side? Get lost.
Listen. This mission is above any of us. Above you and above me. I don't think I have any superiority over you, and neither do you. Listen. We need to be working as a team to get what we were chosen for done. I'm not gonna stand here and bicker with you. Either you help me or you don't.
You're scary, you know that? Those eyes could pierce right through my heart. Fine. I got some information, I guess. First, you suppose you felt it already, right? The similar energy going for everyone? Well, it's the Earth's core. Did something to it. And now it flows through everyone, every building, and maybe it's some sort of hive mind thing. If we destroy it, everything else gets destroyed. Who knows? Haven't visited the Earth Core myself. Don't know if it's possible. Maybe these things are just extremely heat resistant. Don't know if we are, or maybe they did something to alter the temperature. Contain it in some sort of thing. I don't know, it's too much to think about. What else is there? There's some people out there. Different factions, I guess. Not everyone seems to hate humans. But those are in the slums. Outcasts from society. Seem familiar? They don't agree with the majority. So they're thrown away like trash. We got a lot of people to go up against. And quite frankly, I'm too tired to do it alone. So what I'm thinking is, maybe we should get some people on our side. And the people who are in the slums are probably being treated like complete and utter shit. Once again, pretty similar to something else, don't you think? Seems like our genes run into different races too. But there's a potential we could get them on our side. I'm not doing it myself though. But I can tell you where to start. Or maybe Napoleon's done some shit themselves. I don't know. Haven't seen him in a while. On our separate ways. But that's the majority I have. Hive mind core. Different factions. Some people supporting us. That reminds me too. People are aware that humans are alive somehow. They have wanted posters and shit like that out there. Think it's because of your little stunt, Ada. Along with our friend here. So good going on that.
That's not much of my concern.
So much for being sneaky, partner. Had a few guys shoot at us on the way here, and my partner here managed to get us to you. Maybe one of the abilities or something they got. Boy, that's very useful. Thank you. And I'm sorry for snapping. Now I just need to know where to start. We can talk to those people from the slums. You know, see if we can get a little army started of our own. If we even need that. What if we don't even need that? And this hive mind core, if we destroy it, does it destroy the entire Earth? I mean, that's how it worked before, right? They must have had some sort of technology in it now, though. Could there be a way to override it? You know, get control of the core. Does that override everyone else? All the buildings and everything and the people, they'll be in our control. Though, of course, that's a stretch, but if we're going with logics and a straightforward way of thinking about things, then that's a possibility. Maybe we won't even need an army. But then again, it's probably super fucking defended. Damn it. Oi. Please. Stop thinking so damn hard. You're giving me a headache. We're not gonna be finishing this mission in a few days, so call it, Toots. Now, sure, we can raise an army. It'd be really helpful. They won't just let us into the Earth's core all willy-nilly. Plus, who's to say that the Earth's core is really the true answer here? We need to find out more. And even if it was the true answer, why would they just let a couple of humans go in there? We need to cause a fight. Break our way through. Who knows how many defensive protocols they have on emergency stuff. Oh no. And plus, we can't just sneak in there. They probably have biometrics, scanners, ID verifications. Not to mention that they can detect who's who. Who's part of their race and who isn't. By telling what's inside of them. And if we don't have the Earth's core energy in us, invent that sweet ass of yours, we're not going in there. So, here's what I'm thinking. Maybe Napoleon can help us out a bit. Oh no, but they were the first to wake up, weren't they? Met up for a bit, but they were busy with whatever they were doing. Could be a way to get some more information and a route into getting to the Earth's core. Or maybe we can figure out something else. Maybe the Earth's core isn't actually what makes this place go tick. I don't know. This is all just so tiring.
You're right. It's gonna be hard to sneak past them, and God knows how many defensive measures they have. Fuck. Actually, that's given me an idea. How we got here. We didn't walk, we jumped? That ability of yours, do you know what it is? Or do you know how to activate it? We need to know about that. That could be our key way of getting into the core.
Oh shit. Now that you mention it. I analyzed it a bit. Seems like some sort of time jump. Or some portal. Oh no, whatever you think sounds cooler. Maybe you can travel into alternate dimensions by ripping holes in them. Entering a different one. That's a lot to think about. But I hope it is though. That'd be pretty cool. Maybe we can analyze it a bit more though. don't know your strengths or weaknesses yet, but we do know you can pull people with you and go to a destination of your desired choice. I could tap into that mind of yours if you want. Find out myself and help you know too. But we shouldn't do it now. It's time we don't have, and a chance that we all get popped here. So maybe some other time. Now that I think about it. Ada, you like specialize in hacking and all of that. Got a master key to override a bunch of shit. This person's got a teleport? We'll call it a teleport, I guess. Well, I have... Check this name. Mind weaving. Oh, come on, it's cool. Whatever. Well, what it does is I can connect a strand to someone's mind and extract anything I want. Or I can also make them puppets in a way. As long as I connect a strand to them, they're mine. Pretty cool, right? Shit. That could really help. Security guards could let us in without checking ID. Fuck. Then there's just one more person. Napoleon. Fuck. This could work out. Well, what do we do from here? I'm voting towards going to find Napoleon and getting them on our team. But what do you guys think?
Okay, well, first let's choose a plan we should be targeting here. Do we override the core? Destroy the core? What way do we want to get in? Do we even want to go after the core? Should we try finding something else? I don't know. So many possibilities, and maybe we should just wait instead, you know? Maybe we'll learn some more things. Who knows? But we need to have an initial plan. Or we can just not have one. As for what's next, I think we should... Maybe we should split up to cover more ground. Athena, you can go and find Napoleon, maybe with our friend here, or they can come with me. I would like to take a look at that slums area, or maybe try finding something else that could help us. Either or. Athena's fine with going to Napoleon, but it's up to you. Should we all go together, split up? Do you want to come with me? Do you want to go with her? You make the choice here.
If I may input my own opinion, going towards the core seems like the best bet. Whether it is overriding or destroying, there is a potential it has sentience. Either way, the probability of success increases by 80%, which makes it a must. However, the choice is yours, but I strongly advise towards the core, as it could be the answer to everything. Oh, and finally, a message from Pandara to her quote-unquote darlings, which is, thank you for watching this video, the second episode to the New Age Revolution. I cannot wait to show you what else I have in store. Please stay tuned for more. Until next time, my darlings.